Habit is a funny word. It implies disapproval, a bad habit, a habit of picking one's nose. It implies something involuntary, something that the inhabitant of the habit hasn't the strength of character to move away from. And then, of course, it carries a religious meaning. It is a garment you wear on a daily basis to show the world you are separate. All of these are fair ways to describe my reading habits. I began reading because stories are addictive, and we lived in Libya in the 1980s, where cinema and TV were unavailable to us. There were no bookshops either, so my mother bought children's books on our annual trip back to the UK and gave them out at intervals through the year. In book droughts, I reread, a good habit for a reader, and I also read anything lying around the flat that looked as if it might have a story in it, suitable for children or not. The fifth column was intriguing. I was very puzzled by the phrase, a tin of mum, imagining a sort of tin food cannibalism brought on by the hardships of war. Mills and Boone, where the heroine had violet eyes? Well, why not? These little puzzlements were part of the fun of reading. You discovered other worlds. They were confusing, and that was a good thing. As a teenager, reading became a separating defensive wall for someone who knew they didn't fit in. A stronger character might have broken the habit and broken down the wall. I didn't. My reading habits changed as I started on contemporary novels and classics, though I never thought of it as moving on from children's books. In general, I preferred older novels to contemporary novels and magical realism to realism. Reality, as defined by novelists, seemed to consist of being of a certain class in a certain city, experiencing certain emotions and situations. It didn't feel like my reality, which was highly uncertain. My life, literature suggested, wasn't real. When I was trying to write my first children's book, I consciously got into the habit of reading newly published children's literature. With hindsight, that was the beginning of the end of my reading habit. I was reading for a purpose now, not for pleasure. It was a necessary stage, but it meant I was no longer carried away by books that could once have enchanted me. To see the workings of the stage machinery does add new pleasure, but at the expense of belief. Today I have found a new reading habit, truth. I read non-fiction, creative non-fiction, and what I think of as testimony, previously unheard voices speaking about urgent matters in a reality I recognise. That means books like It's Not About the Burqa, and online, Media Diversified and Gal Dem. What I loved about reading as a child was experiencing new worlds. I find that experience here again, only this time, the new worlds are my world too.